Over the past few weeks, multiple shootings have been in the public spotlight. There are similarities among three of them: the killing of right-wing activist Charlie Kirk, the shooting in a Colorado high school, and the shooting at an ICE facility in Texas. All alleged shooters had been what experts call terminally online. And while pundits and others analyze or politicize the shooters' messages, experts say those politicians and media outlets are getting it all wrong. Pasha Dashgart is director of research for the Peril Lab at American University in Washington, D.C. It studies online extremism. Dashgart spoke with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez.
It feels like there's no one that's kind of more in the spotlight of that polarization right now than Tyler Robinson, the alleged shooter of Charlie Kirk. And a lot of focus has been kind of like on this potential transgender roommate slash lover, but less conversation, it feels like, almost on Robinson himself, who seems quite isolated, spent a lot of time online. Was there anything that you took from his story in particular that signaled something new or just reinforced what you already know?
I think the way that the media has covered it as like, is he far right? Is he far left? Is he trans? Is he like, I think that that concept is really kind of old, frankly. For people who are in the like extremism research space, there's a sense in which being terminally online is itself radicalizing, and it desensitizes you and it normalizes violence and gore and sort of like this really extreme kind of content that, frankly, I don't think parents or teachers really understand how bad this content is and how easily accessible it is. And so my perspective was like, when I saw all these like real in the weeds, obscure memes, and I think there was like some news story about like text messages between him and a friend about this shooting, where he's like, oh my God, if like Fox News anchor reads about bulges, I'm going to die. That's actually like a really important data point for us as researchers to understand, is like, this is a performative type of violence. The amount of worshiping of mass shooters as like martyrs or as like role models in a perverse sort of sense, that's a very real thing. There's a sense in which the political leanings, it's kind of like in this context with these kinds of people, it's like, it doesn't matter, frankly, who this guy voted for. Like, we're so far past that. This violence was done for a community of his community of terminally online people who are going to laugh and understand the references he's making.
It feels like there's just this very stark binary that people are trying to make sense of motivations for political points for whatever reason there is, instead of understanding the root cause. From a parent's point of view, what are kind of like the warning signs that they may be seeing in their young kids that they are kind of like leaning into these online spaces that are just filled with meme culture and, you know, mass shooter worship?
So some of those red flags are changes in behavior, isolation, changes in clothing, changes in language, right? If they start really referencing a bunch of memes, they start like, some of that stuff is like so mainstream now that it like doesn't actually indicate radicalization, but there are terms and phrases and ideas that are still referencing really obscure far right or like alt platforms. But I mean, it's like interest in buying weapons. It's interest in more violence or sort of condoning violence as a solution to problems. It's this kind of like black and white thinking that, you know, it's us versus them. It's my group is incompatible with the existence of this out-group. Some of this is just mental health stuff, right? Where it's like isolation, alienation, ostracization, hopelessness. So many of these supremacist ideologies are like rooted in this idea of hopelessness, that there's nothing you can do. You were born short, you're born with the wrong shaped jaw, and so now you should die alone. Think about how painful that is for somebody who's like struggling with insecurity or feeling sort of unfulfilled, that it's like, it's never going to get better. There's nothing you can do to change it. The world is against you. And then you can see how like the next step in that statement is like, so what are you going to do? And that's how you get from a 15-year-old kid who's like insecure to a mass shooter.
That was Peril Research Lab Director of Research, Pasha Dashgard. He talked with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez.